And you know what, John Anderson? It not just 70s music, it has a sound. It's Memphis, right?
Yeah, it has that character, that Memphis character from the early, middle 70s, very big star-esque.
So what's on your turntable right now?
It's a band called Pri. P-R-I-X. It was a band that never really got off the ground in Memphis or anywhere in 1975, 1976, and they were closely related to Big Star, kind of in the aftermath of Big Star breaking up. And
that's what I'm hearing. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like the ferment of that Memphis power pop scene for sure, and all the key players are involved here in this record. You'll hear today contributions from Alex Chilton, Chris Bell, Jim Dickinson, Richard Roseborough, recorded at Arden Studios, you know, John Fry, all those names that you want to hear were involved in these recordings, and it's kind of pretty miraculous that they were hidden away and unheard for so long, as they were.
The name of the album right now is?
It's Historics. Historics with an X at the end to match the Pri with an X at the end.
What's the name of this song then?
First song we're hearing is called Girl. This actually came out at the time on a small label in New York called Orc Records. Not even at the time, but about 2 years later. It did come out kind of contemporarily, but again, went nowhere and kind of was forgotten about. But it's a beautiful song, and it's ultra catchy and has that kind of bendy, twisty turniness of Alex Chilton's voice, as well as kind of the more gruff, yearning quality of Chris Bell's voice. But it's neither one of them. It's a guy called Tommy Hayne, who's the main singer and songwriter of this group, as we'll hear going forward.
So is this a new album or an album that got buried in the 70s like the Big Star albums did? Or?
Well, the album never came out contemporarily. I said a couple songs came out on a label called Orc Records in New York, and they were kind of known as more of a punk and new wave label, but they did a lot of great power pop records, like I said, but that was in 1977, so it was almost 2 years after the fact, and you know, nobody really heard about it, but they attempted to get an album deal done with Columbia and Mercury, and you know, for a variety of reasons, as always happens, you know, or seemed to always happen with anything surrounding Big Star or its members, it didn't quite go exactly the way it was supposed to, and it didn't. So a lot of these recordings are being heard here for the first time on this album, and I have to say too that my friend Todd Novak from Hozak Records is the one who hit me to this record originally, and I had heard the name Pri very marginally associated with Big Star and you know, an article here or there over the years, but I'd never heard the records or heard the single that came out on Orc. And a Japanese label had put this stuff out on a really tiny little release back in 2002 that, again, never made it past Japan. Nobody ever heard it. So when I heard it for the first time, it blew me away. And then finding out later that all those people were involved in it was even more mind-blowing. After Big Star split, which was basically 1974, 1975, it was kind of a flame out with, you know, band members dropping off and then kind of coming back. They all still kind of hung around Arden Studios. Arden Studios was in Memphis was the place where all those guys had recorded the Big Star records, and they would record there and they would hang out there and party there, and they had friends who were recording there. And so this band kind of formed out of that. These guys were a little bit younger than Alex Chilton and Chris Bell, but they looked up to them. So John Tiven helped Alex Chilton make this record that he had just finished called Box Bottom. They were working on it in 1975, and he met this kid named Tommy Hayne, who has worshipped Chris Bell, which you can totally hear in his voice when he sings. It has that kind of, you know, it's that kind of that smooth, rough, where the great voices have that, kind of like Nilsson could be that way a little bit. And they kind of got a group together in the studio with this guy called Rick Clark, and Jim Dickinson helped out a little bit, and Richard Roseborough helped out a little bit, and Alex Chilton, since he was already working with John Tiven, would come and sing on these songs. So a lot of the songs that you hear, Alex Chilton singing backing vocals on them. Chris Bell is playing guitar and producing throughout. It is its own thing, and it would cheat it to call it like some kind of a lost Big Star record, because it isn't that. Like, Alex and Chris were not leading this, you know, Tommy Hayne and John Tiven were. Tommy Hayne's voice, like I said, it has that kind of like screaming, you know, hard quality at times, but then it also has that soft ballad side. But when he sings in his kind of rougher rock voice, it's, I can't remember who to attribute the quote to, but somebody said it reminds them of Bon Scott from AC/DC fronting Big Star. Like, that was when you hear it the first time, you're just like, wow, like, what is this? This song is another one from that came out on the Orc EP, which was three songs, came out in 77, and this was the second song on it, called Zero, which is, it has that kind of unhinged Big Star third LP quality to it, but it's a fantastic song, one of my favorites on the record. This is Zero by Creed. When Alex Chilton, the first time he set foot in a recording studio and stepped up to a microphone, he recorded a number one hit with the Box Tops, The Letter. And his career was like a reverse axis of how you want a career to go. It's like you couldn't possibly get higher in the beginning, and then the rest of it was just a struggle the whole way through. But when he was between the Box Tops and Big Star, and was kind of hanging out and not really knowing what he wanted to do, he had some songs and went in and did these tracks in Memphis. And one of the songs was called Free Again, which is a great song. But he was never really happy with it because the version they cut at the time in 1970 has a kind of a steel guitar, and it has a very Box Top sound to it, which I think he realized after Big Star got started. So that song just kind of languished around, and it came out later on as a collection of all that stuff that he did, but didn't come out contemporarily. But I think, and again, he was glad to have somebody else mess with it. It wasn't his problem. You know, it was a song that he wrote and other people liked it, and he said, sure, go ahead and do it. So this is Pree's take on an classic Alex Chilton track, which at the time was 5 years old, called Free Again.
The album is called Historics. The band is Pree, and we're reviewing it here at Reverberation Vinyl across from Illinois Wesleyan on Main Street in Bloomington. That's what's on the turntable, and you got a couple more cuts, John? You want to take us through?
Yeah, a couple more. This was kind of the one that blew my mind. You know, we were talking about kind of the Bon Scott singing for Big Star thing, and this is really it. Like, this song was one of the first ones I heard when Todd told me about this record, but it totally is that, and it's a great, great, great rock song. And Tommy Haines' voice, again, this is kind of like that, you know, kind of dirtier rock side of his voice, very, very much Chris Bell-esque, and you can tell he was a fan. But this is one of the great songs on the record, called Run, Run, Run Away. We'll close it up with one of the last ones. This is another one from the Orc EP, the third song from the Orc EP, which is really, really great. And they did choose three of the best. It's not like they didn't choose good songs. They did choose good songs, but every song on this record is great. It's a embarrassment of riches, really, but the song's called Every Time I Close My Eyes. And when you think like power pop, Memphis power pop, and people that are into that stuff, like, this is like a dream track. But it's fantastic and a great way to close. And this is Pree with Every Time I Close My Eyes.
Every time I close my eyes, I see the light of day. And every time I open them, I just can't find my way. Find my way home, find my way clear.